David McCulloch, award-winning American historian, dies at 89. By Ethan Lettman on August 8, 2022. Best-selling writer and award-winning American historian David McCulloch died at the age of 89 on Sunday. McCulloch was known for writing multiple books on American history and winning two Pulitzer Prizes for his writings on American presidents Harry Truman in 1994 and John Adams in 2001. The author died at his home in Hingham, Massachusetts. Surrounded by his five children, Simon and Schuster announced in a press release. His wife, Rosalie, passed away 2 months ago. McCulloch's first book was Johnstown Flood in 1968. Based on the catastrophic failure of the South Fork Dam in 1889 that destroyed the town of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, killing thousands. His next two books ventured into architecture as he documented the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Great Bridge in 1972 and the Panama Canal and the Path Between the Seas in 1977. Along with his award-winning work on Truman and John Adams, McCulloch also wrote a 1981 biography of the nation's 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt, titled Mornings on Horseback. McCulloch's work on John Adams inspired the critically acclaimed HBO miniseries of the same name in 2008. The best-selling author also wrote a companion to his work on the nation's second president based on the early days of the American Revolution in his book 1776. The New York Times noted that Truman was on the top of its bestseller list for 43 weeks, while John Adams was also number one in the first week of its release. McCulloch's later writings focused on the great American pioneers, including aviation inventors Orville and Wilbur Wright and the Wright brothers in 2015 and America's early settlers into the West and the pioneers in 2019. McCulloch was no stranger to the small screen, as he was featured in PBS documentaries such as Ken Burns' The Civil War in 1990 and the long-running show The American Experience. He also provided narration to explain historical context within Hollywood's 2003 movie Seabiscuit. From his home on Martha's Vineyard, McCulloch would write his works on a Royal Standard typewriter, the Associated Press, AP, noted. McCulloch's distinguished life included addressing a joint session of Congress in 1989 and receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2006. David McCulloch was national treasure. His books brought history to life for millions of readers. Through his biographies, he dramatically illustrated the most ennobling parts of the American character, said Simon & Schuster CEO Jonathan Karp. Following the news of his passing, tributes poured in on social media, with many commenters noting how McCulloch's works inspired them to read more about the history of America. McCulloch and his wife had five children, 19 grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.